over the phone?
Yes.
All righty. Okay. All right. Well, I apologize for putting you on a brief hold. All right. Just wanted to go for a few questions that I had in mind from the designer's end for the book covers and illustrations of the whole book. All right. So first of all, the poem that has been written, all right, it will be on just the three of the pages, all right? Or do you want all of the phrases and the quotes that you all of the poem, one sentence on one page? How do you want it so the illustrations can be made at that, that way?
It's not a poem, it's a small story. It's not really a poem.
Okay. All right. Well, as for a poem, all right, and just wanted to clear out one thing that I'm just going to go ahead and read what you have written so it will give us a better idea of what I'm talking about so we all can be on the same page. So there's one line, Bob, an 8-year-old, was bouncing his beach ball when his brother Brad, a 3-year-old, tried to bounce it out of his brother's grip. All right. So this is one line. All right. We can either go ahead and have 3 pages of book, all right, that will, I suppose, will not be sufficient for a child. That's my suggestion, of course. That's completely your opinion of what you're going with, all right? Or either we can have each of the lines have a different page with designs and illustrations of each of the pages. So, the book has like different pages, not just 3 pages. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want, something like that.
That's how you want, right? Because I do have the
Yes.
designer over the phone as well with us. So we can all be on the same page and, provide you with something that kids like and love. From the B letter, they want the Beach Ball Banter by Cheryl Bachman. And that's what I want to hear from them.
Yeah, I
All
want
right.
each different, I guess you could say scene or something on a different page, with a picture. So it'd be like, I don't know, probably about, I don't know, 12 to 24 pictures or something like that, or I don't know how many.
All right, okay, so that will be a just for the one line. There will be a different illustration for like one line that is Bob, an 8-year-old, was bouncing his beach ball when his brother Brad, a 3-year-old, tried to bounce it out of his brother's grip. So in this illustration, there will be like two kids. One of the kids is snatching the ball from his little brother's grip. Correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, do you have any kind of questions, Eddie?
Yes, I have. Do you hear me, Charles?
Yes.
Hey, Cheryl, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking. Actually, I need to confirm two things from you because I'm the one who is working on your project and I'm the one who is creating the illustration for you. So can you please let me know, actually, I need to confirm the book number B is in the letter B is your second book, right? So how many illustrations do you want in this
Yes.
single book, on this book? Two illustrations, three illustrations. So according to that, we will go ahead and create that. And one, the second question is that there is, I counted the sentences, the complete sentences there in the book, around like 7 or 8 sentences. So after which sentence would you like to show the illustration? So can you please specify me with that? So that would be great. So I will have the idea, like after 3 sentences, you want the illustration. The first illustration should be on the top, and after that, there would be a 3 or 4 sentences, which is explaining the illustration. And after that, there is another illustration, and under the illustration, having a 3 or 2 sentences, which is explaining the second illustration. So can you please let me know, and can you break down, give me the
Yes.
breakdown of the sentences, how many sentence after how many sentences you want the illustration on? So that would be great. Can you open the book in front of you? So that would be great, you and I on the same page then.
Was it? Can I what?
Can you please go ahead and open the book in front of you right now, if it's possible?
No, I don't have my computer with me.
Okay, so can you please let me know how many illustrations do you want in the single book, in this book?
Well, I was hoping something like around 12, like a regular picture book. But I actually have to go through it again to see.
The 12 illustrations. That's totally fine. I agree with you. But all 12 illustrations, do you want in the single book or what?
What was that again?
Well, I suppose that he's asking, like, if you would like to have all of the 12 illustrations after each of the sentences?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Probably,
so
like, picture. What you can do is you can put a picture on the left side and writing on the right. That's how the first book was.
If it's, like, 12 sentences, there's going to be 12 different illustrations. All right, so the kids can actually enjoy the view of the book and the design of the book, because all of the sentences will be shown in the picture as well of what is happening.
Okay.
Do you want like that?
All right. No, I kind of did. I didn't know it would be easier for the illustrator. You there?
Yes, just give me 1 minute of your first time.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, and don't break my ball, Brad. Don't break my ball, Brad, just because you broke yours. Does it mean that you can bounce and break mine? Bob said with a little laughter in his voice. He thought that his little brother was cute. All right, so this is another line that we're talking about. It's going to have another illustration. All right, like
yeah.
Little brother will be, telling the elder brother about this, like, hey, don't go ahead and break my ball. Okay. Bob and Brad's mother heard Bob and told him to share his ball. So there will be parents over there, all right, or just the mother. Yep, got it.
Just the mother.
Bob, don't behave like that, their mother said. Sometimes you're a real burden, she added, teasing him. All right, so it's going to be a little,
Okay.
You call a quarrel in between, some mother and the sons. But mom, Bob said he broke his, but snatched the ball from Bob and threw it in the ocean. So there will be an ocean, there will be ball, there will be two kids, and a mother who's enjoying, I suppose, on the beach.
Exactly.
Got it.
Good.
Go get the ball. All right, go get the ball, you brat, Bob yelled. Both boys watch the ball sail by them as the current started sweeping it east and out to the sea. So that is an ocean that we're talking about. There will be beach. There will be sun and, the sky and everything about that as well. Because this is portraying a family that is on the beach for a little vacation.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, okay. So there will be like, Eddie, so there will be, 12 different illustrations of all of the sentences, all right, that will be portraying what is happening in the book and what is the author trying to explain to the kids about, like, the letter B.
Thank you so much for the explanation. Yes, I do understand that, and I will go ahead and start the illustration again, and I will provide you the samples so you can share with Cheryl then.
Sounds good.
Got it. All right, Cheryl, just wanted to know that you already told us, like, your book is already edited and formatted, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so, Joe, actually, I believe what I need to ask with Cheryl, I have cleared my mind. So what I need to do, I need to jump to the another call with another client, so should I leave now, if you allow me, Joe?
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Thank you very much. So I'm going to leave this call, and thank you so much for the explanation. Have a nice day. Cheryl, take care. Bye-bye.
No problem.
Yep, thank you.
No problem. All right, okay. Well, sure. Although I have a little one question as well for the illustrations for we will be creating the book cover design as well for you. All right, for the letter B, as you said, and as you did sent out in the email as well as you want from the letter A. We will try level best to go ahead and create you something better than the letter A book. All right, of course, because we will try to give you some good quality work. All right, to ensuring you like, hey, kids and, you know, whoever is reading the book, they get their attention to it. The illustration will be, you know, top of the class. All right, what you call in, you know, state of an art kind of a thing. All right, that's what I will try my best to go ahead. That is the reason I called in my designer over the phone as well, so he can be on the same page with us. Yep. All right, so the second question is, for the 12 illustrations, we will be needing to go ahead and get the copyright done for those as well. All right, to ensure that no one is copying those designs for you, all right, from you, or, you know, creating their own book or getting them copyrighted before you. So if they do, it will be a hassle for us and for you as well, all right, because the website will be published and everything about that as well, so we do not want that kind of attention towards us. So for that, we will be needing some of the information from you, all right? And we'll just go ahead as we're creating the designs, we'll send out to you as well for the confirmation, all right? And then we're just going to go ahead and get all of the illustrations done for the copyright as well.
All right, sounds good.
Well, for creating, for getting the copyright done, I do need some of the information. If you can please provide me with your first and last name so I can go ahead and let the team know about that.
Okay. First name, Cheryl, Cheryl. Last name, Basham, B is Bravo, A is Alpha, C is Charlie, H is Hotel, A is Alpha, N is November, D is Delta.
Is there any middle initial?
A.
A. L.A. Badge. All right, okay. What can I have your email? That is, give me a
C.
minute. I do have your email. Just confirm me if that's the one.
C.A.
All right.
Bastian at Verizon.net.
Yeah, at Verizon.net. I have it. I have it.
Good.
All right, and the phone number is going to be the same because all of the copyright work that gets over to, you know, all get to your doorstep, all right? Because when we go ahead and file a copyright, it gets directly at your doorstep.
Okay.
Yep.
You
All
can
right.
take a
And
note. Just a good.
all right. Okay, and the mailing address, what will be the mailing address for you?
Mailing 926, 926, Charlton, Charlton.
Nine 26 Charlton.
Yep, straight.
That's a street. Okay. All right. The
That's in
street.
Southridge.
Southbridge. Got it. 01550.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Just give me a quick minute. All right. Give me one quick minute. All right.
Okay.
And this is the address that you want all of the certifications towards to, right?
Was it?
And you want all of the, you know, documents getting delivered at that same address that you have provided me?
Yes.
Got it, got it, got it. All right, just give me one quick minute, all right? Let me check on other information that is required. Just give me one quick second.
Okay.
All right, Cheryl, what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to go ahead and submit this information over to the Library of Congress. All right, according to that, they will go ahead and, you know, let us know all of the information. There's a fee that you need to bear on your cost according to the niche of the book. All right, if it's a children's book and everything about that, so that is something that you have to take care of. All right, so let me just go ahead and do that for you first, and, you know, then I can let you know all of the information, okay?
Okay.
All right. Are you still there?
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, I just submitted the application over to the Library of Congress, all right, and I get up, according to the zip code, that is the fee for $14.99 in total, I suppose. That is a one-time fee that you have to bear. That will cover up your book covers, all of your illustrations, and the manuscript as well, in order to go ahead and make sure that everything is under your name.
How much is that? What's the
that
dollar
is
amount?
That is $14.99, ma'am.
$14.99 or $1,400?
$1,499. That will cover up your book cover, illustrations, and manuscript for the whole book. And you will get the serial number. That is a fee that directly goes over to the Library of Congress. In order to go ahead and get that all done, that is what that is to be followed.
Okay, this is going to refund back on the $700.
What was that? Can you repeat that one more time?
Okay, I could go for a refund on that $700. You said my ISBN number. I was supposed to get one of those.
Of course. Well, the book cover that hasn't been designed yet, so you're still due for the ISBN number.
So I didn't have to pay that much with
Akiva. Can you repeat that? I was not able to hear you correctly.
I said I didn't have to pay that much with Akiva.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what I could do for you is I can just check on that for you, all right, because that is something that is always followed from the Library of Congress. I can, you know, check on that for you if you want me to.
Yes, please.
All right, sure. Give me one quick minute.
Yeah. It was 700 before for everything. I was like, all right, so I did it. Now it says it says another $1,400 for the Library of Congress thing, the copyright, the pictures and stuff. I believe it was only 18 something.
Okay. Hey there, Cheryl, are you still there?
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, let me just go ahead and, you know, bring in one of the legal person who takes care of that for you. All right, so you know, he can go ahead and explain much more better for that, okay? All right,
okay.
So he can go ahead and take care of that. All right, his name is James Vlog. Let me just go ahead and give him a call for you.
Okay.
All right.
Hello, this is James Black.
Hey there, James.
Hey.
This is Sam here.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, we do have one of our clients, and she's getting her children's book in order to go ahead and get that done. So we're are getting it done, and we're having some issues in regards to the copyright and everything about that. So if you can please explain her in detail, I would highly appreciate that.
Okay, sure. Is she on the line?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Okay, great. Hey, Cheryl, how are you?
Okay.
Great. How's your day going today?
All right.
Great. So, first of all, let me give you my introduction. As you know already, my name is James Black, and I'm basically the one who is submitting the copyright registration for the author's manuscript and as well as for their book cover and illustrations. And else, I think Sam saw that, your book is not copyrighted from the Library of Congress, right? In order to have your book to be copyrighted from there, we need to file the application that will help you to provide you with the ownership right of this manuscript. So as soon as your book published, then no one can copy it, then no one can copy the illustrations, no one can copy the book covers of yours, and as well as the verbiage, the manuscript that you are having. Because sometimes it happens that is not something that you need to do it on mandatory basis. But what exactly the cases we face in our past, if some of the authors does not done with the copyrights for their book, and as soon as their book goes published, so if any of the reader reads the book, and if they find out the website is not copyrighted, so they can just simply go ahead and have that book copyrighted under his and her name and publish it with their name. So definitely, as you are not registering yourself to the Library of Congress, so definitely they have the complete rights to have the manuscript copyrighted, register it under their name. This is one of the reasons we usually recommend our authors to have their manuscript fully copyrighted from the Library of Congress. This is how basically
is this the ISBN number?
No. ISBN is included in the package that you paid initially. That is for the copyright registration of your manuscript, illustrations, and the book cover, so no one can copy it, no one can fetch the information, no one can basically own your book as soon as your book published, as soon as the manuscript is completed. So this is something that will give you the assurance that you are the only owner of this manuscript, and at some point, if someone try to fetch the information, so you do have the complete legal documentation to yourself that you can claim it to Library of Congress, and then they can take the legal action against to the person.
Okay.
Yeah, this is why we always recommend our authors to do it.
Yeah. All right, well, I can't do anything now. I have to wait till Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what I can do, else Sam is already having your information. So what I can do, I'll submit the application under your name. So within, till Monday, will get the serial number.
Don't submit it yet.
Okay.
Because I might be going with a different company.
Sorry?
I said I might be going with a different company. I said, so don't submit it yet.
For the copyrights, right?
For everything,
but why? Due to the fee of the copyrights?
Excuse me?
Due to the fee of the copyrights or due to the work?
Everything.
So if the concern is about the copyright, so you can just simply skip this part and let's just work only on the illustrations and the book of yours. Let's just skip the copyright part.
Yeah, the thing is, the thing is, I might have another company that can do everything for price less than the price of the copyright. So why should I have do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can understand your concern. I can just simply go ahead and get you the copyright and as well as the things that you are having in the package, like the editing, publishing, book cover design, illustration. I can go in and have Sam to expedite the work for you, get it done with no additional fee.
No, I can't. No, just I'll talk to you. I'll call Sam on Monday. So I have to go to work now. Anyways.
Okay, sure. So let's just do it this way till Monday. Let me provide you with some more illustrations of yours, and after seeing the work, you can let me know. Okay?
I don't know. I'll probably want a refund of my $700.
So as I am providing you everything with no additional fee, so I don't think that you're looking for a reason.
All right, well, I have to go. I'll call Sam on Monday.
Sure. Sure, you can call
Thank
Sam
you.
On Monday, and he will go from there.